following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, December 16th through Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. December 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, return my love for you by keeping my commandments. So many know my commandments, perhaps even by heart, but little of effort is spent on obeying them on a moment-by-moment basis. When you love someone, you seek to please them. Your respect for my commandments is a sign to me that you wish to please me. Your obedience is a comfort to me as I gaze upon the multitude who live only for themselves. This generation is a me generation. How does everything affect me personally? Program your hearts to center your thoughts, words, and deeds on pleasing me first, and then all others. This is the way to personal holiness." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 24. "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 17th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Do not get confused in a world so focused on consumerism and technology. Your goal of heaven must always be before you. You are now citizens in a confused world, but you must live your life as future citizens of heaven. Be examples to those around you, not as worldly people, but a holy people worthy of heaven. Inspire those whose lives you touch to have a similar goal of eternal salvation. Be joyful. Be holy. Make your goal of personal holiness known so as to encourage others in this lofty goal. Pray often as an example to others of using prayer as a solution to problems. Encourage others to trust in the power of prayer." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 18th, 2022. The fourth Sunday of Advent. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "My children, as the season of Advent began, I asked you to place straws of sacrifice in the manger to comfort the newborn king. Today, I ask you to place the most important straw in the manger, which is the straw of truth. The truth of the birth of Jesus in a humble manger, the truth of his role in the redemption of mankind, the truth of each soul's acceptance of Jesus' role in salvation. When souls allow this truth to come alive in their hearts, my Son can find comfort in their hearts and remain therein. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 29 through 32. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 19th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, during these last days, before we celebrate Christmas together, make the effort to take your heart out of the world. Do not focus on material goods, but on the difference my Son's arrival in the manger has made in the world. His nativity has given hope to the sinner. Without this sacrifice, the gates of heaven would never have been swung open. There would be no redemption if he hadn't had first laid his head in the manger. A humble throne for a king. Off and on throughout these remaining days before Christmas, stop and give thanks to my Son, who loved you so much that he would sacrifice so much for each of you. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 6 through 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 20th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, prepare your hearts just as I prepared the humble manger in the stable for my infant son. Yes, I knew that the manger would be the hallowed place of his birth. I called the animals to gather at the manger so that their warm breath would make his first crib more comfortable. I sent angels to the manger to offer their warm light around the first crib. So you see, what looked unprepared was prepared in my infinite divine will. Take solace in my unforetold provision. Allow me to prepare your hearts in a mystical way for his coming on Christmas. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 6 through 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 21st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, prepare your hearts for Christmas by concentrating on the spiritual aspects of the feast day. Jesus came to earth out of love for each of you. He came in order to share heaven with you. It is I myself who took the form of the little baby, knowing full well the consequences of my proclamation of truth. These days many suffer for the truth. My chosen ones suffer so that the truth can be made known to all. Every sacrifice and prayer make the victory of truth more likely in hearts and in the world. The truth of acceptance of holy love in hearts is the war that is being waged by Satan. Recognition of this war is half of the victory. This is the purpose of these messages and this ministry. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 10. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 22nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, amidst all the preparations you are taking care of for the holidays, make certain that your hearts are prepared to celebrate and commemorate the birth of my Son, Jesus. Be grateful for Mary's yes in her role as the Mother of God. Be thankful for the patience of Mary and Joseph as they met rejection upon their arrival in Bethlehem. Be thankful as they willingly accepted a humble space in the stable. It is their acceptance of my divine will which brings you the celebration of this holy holiday. Without their yes, there would be no reason to celebrate. Throughout their lives, both Mary and Joseph accepted my will for them. This is what I call each soul to do, beginning with and ending with obedience to my commandments. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.